This week's Torah portion outlines the extremes of existence. There is anxiety, fear, and destruction, but there is also optimism, comfort, and renewal. We start with the story of Noah and the Ark. We are told that Noah is the most righteous man of his generation. This epithet might not be as lofty as it seems, as the people of Noah's generation are apparently so terrible that God causes a flood to drown out all of humanity except for Noah and his family. God, in a sense, recreates humanity and starts over with a fresh slate, though God promises never to do this again. And on the heels of this story, a new population comes up, and we read about the story of the Tower of Babel. Humanity joins together to build a tower, trying to reach the heavens. The implication here is that they want to overreach the boundaries of mortality and become like gods. God keeps God's promise to never destroy humanity again, but instead enacts a more sophisticated kind of destruction. God collapses the world by scattering the people all over the earth, ensuring that they won't be able to find each other easily. Furthermore, God makes it so they will no longer speak the same language as each other, so that even if they are able to find one another, they won't be able to communicate. When I think about this current historical moment and these two biblical narratives of destruction, the Tower of Babel story feels particularly relevant. So many in positions of power are spending their time aggressively building their own towers, only looking at others for what they can do for them and how they can further their personal and political goals. These towers represent unchecked greed and are built on corrupted materials such as false promises, unpaid debts, pretenses of grandeur, posturing, devaluing truth, relegating responsibility as no longer important, all while spinning a web of distraction. Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel are opposites. The Ark is a self-contained environment floating in a raging, chaotic sea. For Noah, the Ark was the only safe place, sanctioned by God. The tower, on the other hand, represents human ambition gone awry. These upcoming weeks will be crucial in determining what we will destroy and what we will create as a society. Will we destroy democracy? Will we extinguish equality for all? Will we level liberty? Or will we preserve and protect peace? Will we fight for freedom? Will we ensure equality? Will we fulfill the dream of democracy? Who will we be to each other? Family or competitors? Protectors of equality, freedom, and morality? Or focused entirely on the building of our own towers, treating other people as pawns in our quest for self-gain? A famous midrash about the Tower of Babel explains, "If a worker fell and died, they paid no attention to him. But if a brick fell, they would all sit and weep. What a loss, they would say. How long it will take until we can bring another brick to take its place." The world is a scary place when we only see those around us in terms of what they can or cannot do to fulfill our personal gains. How quickly our compassion for each other can corrode when self-interest goes unchecked. When this kind of greed is the driver, how do we turn things back around? How do we start again? And yet do so without throwing everything away, without destroying everything that exists. With all of the problems in our world today, how do we turn inward and find a way to rebuild a world that will stand firm and right and strong? In Pirkei Avot, we read, upon three things the world stands, like a three-legged stool. One sage says that these three things are Torah, learning, Avodah, prayer, and Gimilut Chasadim, acts of loving kindness. But another sage adds that these three things are Din, justice, Emet, truth, and Shalom, peace. The first set, Torah, prayers, and acts of loving kindness, could be thought of as our sacred responsibility or tools to living a meaningful life. And while the second set, justice, truth, and shalom, may seem to be unrelated to the first, we find that these two groupings are in fact intimately tied together as actions and results. Torah with justice. When we study the Torah, we set the grounding for a more just world. Prayer and truth. When we pray, we seek to express our deepest truths and loving kindness and shalom. When we act with compassion, we bring more peace into the world. The tools we need to bring in a time of more justice, compassion, and peace than our Torah. Study, understanding, growth, avodah, prayer, and the recognition that there is a greater power than us. And gemilut chasadim, the responsibility that we have to bring compassion into the world. Our votes in the upcoming election can help ensure we choose leadership that honors and respects these values. What if the people of the Tower of Babel had a vote? Would they have stopped building their tower? We are those people, many of us providing bricks for a tower that we want no part of. What we want instead is a three-legged stool on which our lives can be set, each leg an anchor, Torah, studying our holy text and looking beyond our personal narratives to understand others' experiences and deeper truths. Avodah, prayer, each of us in relationship with God, each of us equal in our infinite value. And gemilut chasadim, loving kindness, is not just a platitude or a nicety. It is one third of our grounding and infused into the very foundation of our world. So at this critical moment, I ask you this. Will we leave behind a structure too high, narrow, and treacherous for our children to climb? Or a stool as wide as the whole earth, upheld by three legs that represent our deepest values? Shabbat Shalom.